100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. We have some lovely 100 Word Stories here for you as part of the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, record them, send them in, and then this happens. Who have we got this week? Well, let's see. Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tom, Muncie, Zach Mann, Tura, Anima, and Norval Joe. The topic this week is fit. We have some lovely stories for you, so let me get the hell out of your way and let you enjoy them. Although, I could bore you with a story of a miracle coffee maker. You see, Thursday morning, I woke up, I was going to do my walk, and the Keurig didn't respond. It was like, and stop. It's like, oh crap, I got to go buy a new one. So I'm like pricing them out at work, and then I think, okay, on the way home from work, I'm going to pick up a Mini from Best Buy. Not a Mini Cooper. That would cost a little more, and it doesn't make coffee. I don't think it does. So I go by Best Buy. I walk in there. I pick up Birdman on DVD because even though the price of Blu-ray is the same, I don't know. I'm stupid. So I pick up Birdman, and I'm like, well, you got to have something. I mean, you don't want to just walk out. They look at you like, oh, what has he got stuffed in his pockets? So I'm looking for the Mini, and they have the K35 and the K225 and the 2.0 and the this and the that and the Mr. Coffees and all those and the View and the Cappuccinos, but no Mini. And there isn't even one in back. So it's kind of, screw it. I'll go to Target after I get home. So I get home, and I think, I'm going to try it one more time. And sure enough, the damn thing works. So I descale it, I change the filter, I run it a few more times, so sure enough it works. I throw in some K-cups from a sampler that I'm never going to freaking touch. So there you go, the damn thing works. Well, what is it, Mist? Got Mist sitting on the table behind the microphone. So there you go, the miracle coffee machine, until it poisons me. So here's the first story by Jeffrey Fisher. I hope you enjoy, and have a cup of coffee.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 471 on the topic of fit. And I've got two stories for you today. The first is called Fit to Shrink. I grab the nearest pair of dress pants from the closet, pull them on, and attempt to hook close the waistband. Attempts 2 and 3 fare no better than the first. What has happened to my pants? They used to fit just fine. Then it came to me. They shrunk in the wash. No, they were dry cleaned. Aha! The dry cleaner shrunk the pants. Yes, that's the only explanation that fits. I wander into the bathroom, where I see myself in the mirror. Slowly, in a fit of inspiration, another explanation starts to emerge. Yes, clearly the universe is an expanding one, and everything has become bigger, except my pants. And my second story is called Outsized. I clipped my new Fitbit to my waistband and started walking at a brisk pace. I imagined the steps mounting up and the calories burning off. Around the block, twice, stopping at the donut shop only once, I felt like a man in charge of his destiny. Well, his body mass index, at any rate. When I got home, I unclipped the Fitbit to check my progress. 3,264 steps out of a daily goal of 10,000. This piece of crap must be broken, I thought. Still, surely I was losing weight. I checked my fitness software. 2 donuts, 400 calories consumed. 3,200 steps, about 150 calories burned. Maybe I could learn to love my weight. And that's it for me this week. Apparently, I should not have had a couple of slices of pizza before writing these stories. And anyway, I'll be back next week with more stories.
Hello there, this is Richard, and I have one story for you this week. And if that's not enough, well, you can just rearrange all the words and make as many of your own stories from them as you like. This is called Square Peg. As a youngster, I never really managed to fit in. Always very much a square peg in a round hole. Not that it ever bothered me much. I enjoyed being a misfit and a maverick. I grew my hair long, threw away my shoes, and lived the hippie lifestyle. Above all, I was happy. Then came relationships, commitments, the job, the house, the kids, and all the responsibility and respectability that comes with it. I finally started to fit in. So I've finally found my niche, my corner in life. I wish I didn't fit in anymore. And this is one misfit to a whole bunch of others, quite possibly, signing off. Until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. This is my story for this week. And it goes like this. Nothing prepared him for the strenuous race. They told him it would be easy peasy. They lied. They told him to watch out for the spectators who, in their enthusiasm, tended to try to grab the runners. He didn't see any spectators. Nevertheless, he ran like never before. He knew he would be the winner. But the finish line was empty. Why? He didn't understand. Suddenly he realized that the finish banner was nothing but a clothesline, where t-shirts and a few diapers were hanging from. Damn, should have worn my glasses. This thing of looking handsome is not easy. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I know I promised that your family would see you again, but I never made any promises regarding how. The trouble is, I can't just walk you up to the front door. That's a surefire way to get caught. Neither can I just let you go. That way is fraught with risk. Which is why I've decided to post you back. Peace. Bye, peace. The post office will take care of the details. All I have to do is parcel you up and add a few stamps. Only very small pieces, though. Or you'll never fit through the mailbox.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got three stories this evening. The first, The Spice Must Flow. Benny was prone to fits. In a normal family, this condition would have been met with the best possible care, but the Baxter family wasn't your average family. In fact, they really weren't a family, more a long-term breeding enterprise. A minor house in the Landstrad, hell-bent to catch up with Atreides and Harkonnen. Initially, Benny showed great promise, but despite the efforts of his tutors, he lacked that Quinsack Hatterack fire. In the end, Benny ended up in the financial wing of the family. When the fits arose, he'd scream, "My name is a billing word." And the second story, The Legacy Generation. My father's generation was an age of indulgence. Heavy smoking, drinking, driving, and eating all took its toll. Few lived to see the lifespan of their fathers. Our generation's having none of that. We are fit in a manner that would shame Adonis. I walk 5 miles a day, the free weights, and embrace a plant-based diet. I chose employment that would not induce even moderate levels of stress. We should have been called the Fit Generation. In the end, we were called the Asteroid Generation. the plant-based generation is doing quite leafy well. Fuck you very much. And the last story, to be happy. Mary was always putting square pegs in round holes. And it didn't stop there. Every aspect of her life railed against the rules of convention. It didn't stop her from attaining multiple degrees and a string of Nobels. Three of this writing. A loner by temperament, she knew she would never fit in. That was until she met Rudy. He had a way of making her smile, doing the oddest stuff. Gave it all up for him. The research went on without me, she would say years later. Rudy and her fit together, and that was just fine by her. And that's it for this week.
Greetings, Lebowski, from Munzee, here with a new nickname and another story that hopefully will shock and awe you into complete submission. I may be overselling it. Ah well, let's roll! On Fitness by Christopher Monroe. I'm not exactly fit. I mean, I walk everywhere, have an active job, and find the energy to go dancing on weekends, but still, my lifestyle will catch up with me. I drink, probably too much, my diet's terrible, and while I've tried, I've yet to quit smoking. These things wear on me, and one day they'll bite me in the ass. That's fine. I like me. I like most of the things I find myself doing. And if that causes problems, it will at least be a life of minimal regrets. My life is a good fit for me. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's it for me for another week, Lebowski. And remember, don't fuck with the Jesus.
This is Zach, man. Did you get a new car? Looks like you like Hondas, said the security officer. Yes. It's smaller than my old car, but it is fit as a fiddle, replied the DJ. How does it feel to be out of your element? Asked security. I was afraid, as full as the element got after gigs, that I wouldn't fit all my stuff into the Fit, but I love Hondas and gas isn't cheap. I'm not actually out of my element. My wife drives it. We looked at an Odyssey, but she almost had a fit seeing the monthly payments.
Tour de Brazino here, with a story explaining the origin of a current political cliché. Fit for purpose. The scene. The campaign headquarters of a political party. Look, David, we've no chance of keeping this promise. We all know that, and so will everyone else. Call it an intention, then. That's still too definite. How about a goal? A target, not a goal. An aim, not a target. Perhaps it should be an aspiration. That pushes it too far away. Any party can talk about aspirations. How about a purpose? Suppose we say the policy is fit for purpose. Then we don't even have to say what the purpose is. Brilliant, Jenkins. Give that man a pay rise.
Hello, Anima here. I'm about to have a fit of pique because I cannot seem to get my story recorded. Who knew there could be so much traffic in rural Alaska? So here is my story for Fit. As the manager of an apartment complex, I am plagued with inane requests. The residents don't think I am competent. In a fit of pique, I have decided to respond to all this week's requests. Lights in the halls. I'll reissue the glow sticks I gave the last time this was mentioned. Weekly garbage pickup. A few grannies should do the trick. They're usually weak. Hope no one tosses out a sofa. A community game room? Awesome! I can stock the garage with wolves, then hold competitions to see who makes it home in one piece. Let the games begin.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 471 with the prompt of Fit. I was just listening to myself. There's no one else I'd rather hear. But I was interviewed on a podcast called The World Builder's Anvil. If you're into writing fantasy and want some ideas about world building, check it out. He's at gardul.com. That's G-A-R-D-U-L.com. And his podcast is called The World Builder's Anvil. So I was listening to myself interviewed, and he referred to me as a podcaster. And I think this is probably one of the happiest days of my life. I think I've aspired to be a podcaster even longer than a writer. And to hear someone actually refer to me as such, that really made my day. Well, here's my story. I always wanted to be a dancer, but I could never get any toe shoes that fit. The only thing I could pull over my massive dogs was red rubber boots, and the dance school said a gag like that wouldn't fit the dance routine. I always wanted to be a tennis star, too, but I wasn't physically fit enough to win any games. And then, when I would hit a ball into the net, I would smash my racket on the ground in a fit of rage. Do you think that's why I could never get a sponsor? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ned's a small guy. So small, he'd fit in a wine glass. I guess that would be funny, seeing how Ned's last name is Wine Glass. But seeing as how I've never seen him in a wine glass, I guess that's not really all that funny. I've seen him in a beer stein, though. Heck, he jumps in there a lot these days. Maybe if Ned were named Ned Stein, that could be funny. Ned runs across the table and jumps into the beer stein, pulling down the lid. Hilarious! Especially when he shouts for someone to put the cat outside.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of fit. I hope you didn't have a fit listening to these, but you're keeping fit by maybe walking outside, rowing a boat, or doing all kinds of naughty things that involve burning calories and burning the bulge. Without actually burning it. I mean, that would be painful. The next topic of the weekly challenge will be troll. You can check out more stories or the text of the stories or just stories over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, on the Twitter for reminders of, hey, there's a new story up. I want to get a 503 error. You can get that at 100 word stories. Duh. Why don't I own the domain? Whatever. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story, and then the next weekly challenge, and so on and so forth, and blah, 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 blah. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, sip of iced tea here. I know, the coffee machine's working, but I'm having iced tea. What the hell is wrong with me? Oh, right, keep it brief.